American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 683. Here is the translated text as follows. W. Janderum. Cook, 651. No one is safe. But it is actions such as Mr. Candler's which make it safer for others. The crime of blackmail does not depend on the truth of the charge alleged by the blackmailers. Even had Candler been guilty, the blackmailing would still have been a crime. As to the photograph of a group containing Mrs. Hirsch and Mr. Candler, I believe that Mrs. Hirsch was groomed for the affair by Cook even before that photo was taken in September 1917, and that they had laid their plans before that date. But I don't believe she is responsible. She is Cook's victim. In this case, my only regret is that the penalty provided in law is not commensurate with the gravity of the offense. This case does not stand on feeling, prejudice, politics, or religion. It stands solely on justice, Mr. Cooper. Gentlemen of the jury, this is the second time in my life that I have had the honor to appear in this county in defense of civil liberty. Before, I appeared in the old courthouse, and surely I feel it an honor to appear in this beautiful new temple of justice. I am not surrounded by the glamour of such a reputation as my brother Arnold enjoys, and I am not spurred on to my duty by a client worth $50,000. I have not had the opportunities of my brother, but if I can help it, I am not going to let him harm a hair of this man's head. Mr. Arnold is known the length and breadth of the land. Out in Utah, I saw a man who looks like him, and I asked him what they raised out there. "We raise hell sometimes," he said. And that is exactly what Brother Reuben is doing in this case. He has jumped into the case and raised hell. We are up against one of the best criminal lawyers in Georgia, and one of the shrewdest. Mr. Boykin represents the great state of Georgia. Mr. Arnold represents filthy lucre. If it hadn't been for Mr. Forrest Adair, there wouldn't have been any case made. There are a few blackmail cases in the law books, and in all these cases, either money or checks had passed. Remember, no money or anything representing money passed in this case.